The winter wheat crop that's out there right now is on 36.6 million acres.
That's down 7% relative to last year. That's down to its lowest point since 2010.
And USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson says this makes 3 years in a row that U.S. wheat growers have cut acreage year to year. And, of course, that's
mostly in the plain states, all the way from North Dakota down to Texas. Record low planting of winter wheat in Nebraska was just remarkable.
And of course, that's in reaction to what's going on in the wheat markets, both here and globally. The Agriculture Department's Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer told us,
when we look around the world, we see anticipated record carryout stocks for wheat. So we've got big supplies in competing countries, a strong U.S. dollar. We've seen changes in policy in Argentina, which has released their trade a little bit as well, too. So you see these things all making it a kind of a challenging environment for U.S. producers in wheat. And they appear to have responded with lower acres.
So as that wheat crop lies dormant this winter, the wheat from this past season is having tough sledding in the world market. In fact, almost all of our agricultural commodities are having problems. Now, USDA trade analyst Bryce Cook told us that total U.S. ag exports, that's all of commodities, during the first 11 months of 2015 were down 11% from the same time frame the year before. But
the commodity that got hit the hardest would probably be considered to be wheat, which was down 28% in value terms, and it was also down 19% in volume terms.
Ouch. And USDA's Outlook Board says wheat exports in this marketing year are expected to drop yet another 6.5%. That's in volume. U.S. ending stocks will grow by 25%. Prices, of course, running low, running on average about $5 a bushel. That's about a dollar less than this past marketing year. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.